Judging Strangers, the Challenge for Bail Judges. Solomon works as a bail judge in New York State. His job is serious and important. He reads through the files of defendants, but he also knows that talking to them and looking into their eyes is crucial. Files can't show everything, like the blank, empty stare that signals mental problems or the avoidance of eye contact that suggests dishonesty. Surprisingly, Solomon and his fellow judges didn't do as well as machines when it came to judging people based on these qualities. In a 2017 study, economist Sindel Mulanaton from Harvard University looked at bail decisions in New York. He tested an artificial intelligence program with the same information judges had, age and criminal record. The AI was asked to decide which of the 554,689 defendants should get bail. The surprising finding was that defendants released by judges were 25% more likely to commit another crime while on bail compared to those picked by the computer. Judges believe they can judge strangers based on eye contact and conversation. We all tend to think this way. But we are much more confident in our ability to assess someone's character than we should be, given how little evidence we have. People's judgments based on minimal information. In a 2001 study, psychologist Emily Pronin asked participants to quickly fill in missing letters in words like GL- or -tear. Later, she invited them to consider what their word choices might reveal about themselves. Most dismissed their selections as random, doubting that choosing glum or glad had any connection to their personality or mood. However, when Pronin presented them with lists completed by other people, their views shifted dramatically. Suddenly, they interpreted deeper meanings, concluding that one person seemed highly goal-oriented based on their word choices, while another appeared noticeably tired. Despite believing their own choices were random, they readily made judgments about others. Pronin's research underscores a straightforward truth: with just a glimpse of information, we tend to judge unfamiliar people. While we consider ourselves complex and multifaceted, we find it easier to conclude others. Inability to detect deception. Ana Montes, a trusted analyst and Cuban spy. Ana Montes worked as an intelligence analyst at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA. She was considered a model employee. However, behind this facade, she was secretly working for the Cuban government, passing on sensitive U.S. defense and intelligence information. Looking back, some signs could have raised suspicion among her colleagues. For instance, her reports often reflected Cuban viewpoints, and she sometimes took phone calls during critical situations. Despite these hints, suspicions were vague and never amounted to solid evidence. It was hard for her co-workers to believe that the person sitting in front of them could be one of the most damaging spies in U.S. history, rather than just a bit unusual. Investigators at the DIA, like everyone else, tend to trust people's honesty by default. They believe someone is truthful unless there's overwhelming evidence suggesting otherwise. Psychologist Tim Levine conducted an experiment where participants watched videos of students questioned about a trivia test. Some were coached to lie about cheating, while others told the truth. In the videos, Levine asked students directly if they cheated, how sure they were of their truthfulness, and if their partners would say the same. The task for viewers was to identify who was lying. Despite running the experiment multiple times, the results were troubling. On average, people could only correctly identify liars 54% of the time. This held for therapists, police officers, judges, and even CIA agents. They all struggled to spot lies. The reason for this is straightforward. Most viewers naturally believe others are telling the truth. Without clear signs like nervousness, avoiding eye contact, or difficulty speaking when accused directly, suspicions aren't enough to shift belief to disbelief. People tend to assume truthfulness unless there's a definite, unmistakable cue suggesting otherwise. Spot deception. Importance in society. Some people are good at recognizing lies, but it's crucial for society that we can trust each other. Society might be better if we were better at finding lies and cheating. In the early 2000s, a New York banker named Bernie Madoff tricked thousands of investors into giving him over $60 billion by claiming he was making big profits for them. For a while, nobody noticed. One investor later said if Madoff had been making up stories, someone would have seen it. Everyone thought someone else was watching. Everyone except Harry Markopoulos. He investigated fraud on his own and didn't believe Madoff's lies. He saw through them because he didn't think everyone told the truth. When he was young, he saw his parents' restaurant hurt by small-time fraud and theft. That stuck with him. Warning signs ignored. The Bernie Madoff case. Harry Markopoulos, upon reviewing Madoff's strategies, quickly realized they were implausible. He even contacted all the Wall Street traders dealing in derivatives, which Madoff claimed to be trading, and asked if they were doing business with him. None were. Markopoulos alerted the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, about Madoff as early as 2000. Despite warnings in 2001, 2005, 2007, and 2008, his concerns went unheeded each time. However, it's important to note that most people are honest in everyday interactions. Psychologist Tim Levine points out that lies are rare in real life. While celebrating Markopoulos's vigilant skepticism is valuable, for most of us, it's unnecessary to always suspect deception. Defaulting to trust generally makes sense, especially since cases like Bernie Madoff's and Anna Montes's deceit are exceptions rather than the norm. Transparency in facial expressions, beyond what you see. Life isn't like an episode of Friends. Facial expressions don't always tell the full story. Even if you watch Friends without sound, you can still understand what's happening by looking at the actors' faces. Joey looks shocked when his mouth drops open and his eyes widen. Ross shows anger with a furrowed brow and narrowed eyes. When they're happy, all the characters have big, genuine smiles with perfect teeth. You can easily understand their emotions just by looking at them. The actors and Friends are clear in their performances. Transparency means that someone's facial expressions show their true feelings. This is what we expect when we judge people we don't know. However, transparency can be deceiving. Misjudging facial expressions. Imagine this: you're led down a long hallway into a dark room where you sit down. You listen to a recording of a strange story by Franz Kafka. When you step out, the hallway you just walked through has been transformed into a bright space with green walls. Above a red chair hangs a light, and sitting there, staring at you like a character from a horror movie, is your best friend. What do you think your face would show in that moment? German psychologists set up this exact scenario for 60 people. Afterwards, they asked them how they felt. Most thought they would look surprised, with wide eyes, dropped jaws, and raised eyebrows. But when the researchers looked at the pictures, only 5% of them showed these classic signs of surprise. Another 17% showed two of these signs. The rest didn't show any clear signs of surprise at all. The psychologists concluded that people's ideas about their facial expressions are often shaped by what they see on TV or in books, like how a shocked character looks in Friends. We tend to think we can read someone else's face easily, like we're reading a character in a show. But in reality, it's not that simple. We can easily misinterpret what someone else is feeling, and that can cause serious misunderstandings in real life. Transparency matters in criminal investigations. On November 1, 2007, a British student named Meredith Kirker was murdered by a local criminal named Rudy Gede. The evidence against Gede was strong. He had a criminal record, and his DNA was found all over the crime scene. However, for a long time, Meredith's roommate Amanda Knox was the main suspect, not Gede. Knox discovered Kircher's body and called the police. They initially suspected Knox because they believed Kircher might have died during a drug-related sexual game involving Knox and her boyfriend. This theory seemed strange because there was no physical evidence linking Knox to the crime, nor any proof that she was involved in such activities. So why was Knox targeted as the prime suspect right away? Ultimately, the police focused on Knox's behavior and made assumptions about her personality without clear evidence, similar to watching a TV show without sound. Mislead appearances and behavior. Though Knox was innocent, she seemed guilty. When Kircher was killed, her friends reacted predictably, crying quietly. Knox, however, acted differently. She was openly affectionate with her boyfriend in front of grieving friends. When someone hoped Kircher hadn't suffered, Knox blurted out, "What do you think? They cut her throat. She bled to death." Diane Sawyer of ABC News later suggested to Knox that her behavior didn't look like grief. But the issue here is that some people aren't easy to read. They might seem off or their behavior might not match their thoughts. Consider Tim Levine's videos of possible cheaters. In one video, a woman, nicknamed Nervous Nelly, kept playing with her hair. When asked if she cheated, she became defensive, fidgeted, and stuttered, clearly upset. The author thought Nervous Nelly was lying, but she wasn't. She just wasn't easy to understand. We often think liars avoid eye contact, fidget, and seem nervous. But that's not true. Many liars can look you in the eye and lie. And many honest people might look like they have something to hide. Alcohol and sexual consent. Alcohol can worsen interactions between strangers, leading to serious consequences. On January 18, 2015, two Swedish students saw a man and woman on the ground outside a Stanford University fraternity house. They sensed something was wrong. As they approached, the man, freshman Brock Turner, fled. Turner had sexually assaulted the unconscious woman. Such incidents are sadly common. Malcolm Gladwell argues that sexual consent is often unclear between people who have just met, even without alcohol. A 2015 Washington Post survey found that 47% of students believed taking off clothes meant consent for further activity, and 18% thought not saying no was enough consent to continue. Alcohol complicates things further. It can make people short-sighted, focusing heavily on immediate desires while ignoring long-term consequences. Normally, we balance these considerations, but alcohol disrupts that balance. Alcohol's impact on behavior. Alcohol can make people act without thinking about the consequences. For instance, it might make a shy person speak openly about their feelings. It can also make someone who is normally in control act impulsively, like what happened with Brock Turner, who was involved in a sexual assault case. A study by the Washington Post asked students how to prevent sexual assault. Many thought harsher punishments for offenders would work best. Fewer students believed that reducing alcohol consumption or limiting its availability on campus would be very effective. Only about 15% supported these measures. Turner's victim disagreed with focusing solely on alcohol and instead emphasized the importance of teaching men to respect women and understand consent. However, Malcolm Gladwell believes we should address both issues. Alcohol can distort people's judgment and behavior in social situations, making it hard for them to communicate clearly and honestly. Misunderstanding led to conflict with Sandra Bland. On July 10, 2015, Sandra Bland, a 28-year-old African-American woman, was pulled over by Texas State Trooper Brian Encinia for not signaling a lane change. Bland said she changed lanes because Encinia was driving aggressively behind her. She was irritated when Encinia asked if she was finished talking, which seemed confrontational to her. Encinia later said he didn't mean it that way. To calm herself, Bland lit a cigarette, but Encinia told her to put it out. She refused, questioning why she should comply. Instead of backing down, Encinia insisted she get out of her car. The situation escalated when Bland refused to move, and Encinia yelled and threatened her with a stun gun. Eventually, he pulled her out of the car forcefully. Bland asked him if he felt good about his actions and mentioned she had epilepsy. Encinia replied affirmatively. Misguided assumptions in police approach. 3 days later, Bland reportedly took her own life while in police custody. It highlights the mistake of assuming the truth at the wrong time. When Encinia pulled Bland over, he was following a common police tactic used in high-crime areas, stopping drivers for minor infractions to investigate potential larger offenses. However, this approach didn't make sense on a quiet highway like where Bland was driving. Encinia made a wrong judgment call by assuming things incorrectly. The incident also underscores the problem of assuming transparency. Encinia thought he could judge Bland's intentions based on her behavior. But Bland's agitation was a sign of distress, not guilt. Malcolm Gladwell argues that when Bland lit a cigarette, Encinia misinterpreted it as a threat rather than a simple attempt to calm herself down. Encinia believed he knew how to handle unfamiliar situations, but he was mistaken. In reality, many people struggle with this skill. Improving starts with not jumping to conclusions. Key points. 1. Artificial intelligence outperformed human judges in bail decisions, showing our biases in assessing risk. 2. Facial expressions and behaviors can be misleading. Transparency in reading emotions is often more complex than we think. 3. Misconceptions about honesty and deception persist. Many liars do not exhibit stereotypical signs of deceit. 4. Alcohol can impair judgment in social interactions, complicating issues like sexual consent. 5. Police assumptions and misjudgments, as seen in cases like Sandra Bland's, highlight the dangers of assuming intentions. 6. Society benefits from balanced trust and vigilance. Understanding complex human behaviors is crucial for justice and interaction.